Gun Sports Radio is sponsored by Love Radio Network. Welcome to Gun Sports Radio, all about shooting, hunting, self-defense, and more. Now, here are the hosts of Gun Sports Radio, Dave Stahl and Lance Pelkey.
All right, folks, welcome to Gun Sports Radio. Hey, before you do anything, go to the gunsportsradio.com, gunsportsradio.com. You can see a rocking website. Hey, we want to thank Gun Range San Diego. They are our major sponsors right here on Gun Sports Radio. GunRangeSanDiego.com, GunRangeSanDiego.com. 10 to 10, 7 days a week. Hardest working group you'll ever see. Nordstrom Gun Range of San Diego is what I call it. You will never get treated better. These guys are awesome. So whether you're a beginner, maybe you've been doing this a long time, or maybe you just want to learn all about it, you go down to Gun Range San Diego, and those folks down there will treat you like family. They'll make sure you're happy. They'll make sure that you get exactly what you need. They will not leave you alone. I think this range has more on-site range masters than any other range in town. There's nothing about leaving you alone. They don't care how good you are. They want to make sure you're safe and you're happy, and it works out really well. That's why I call it the Nordstrom's of gun ranges right here in San Diego. GunRangeSanDiego.com, GunRangeSanDiego.com. Hey, Hollywood, what's up?
Wow, man, what a big weekend, huh? Beautiful outside, set to here by La Jolla. It's all clouds. East County's gorgeous.
It's like 91 in Alpine, and it's sunny, sunny, sunny.
So nice to have it back. You know, so this week is really...
What are you doing? Are you just two pounds of salami in a one-pound bag?
And everybody's here. Isn't it great?
I know. I love it. I love lots of people.
Yeah, we're gonna broadcast it live.
Makes my board op go crazy.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah. We're going to put on Facebook Live real quick.
Hey, Board Op, could you bring me some more headphones, as many as you can find?
Yeah, no kidding. The whole group here. So, remember when we had the gun prom with San Diego County gun owners had their big deal at the Hotel Del?
Oh, yeah. Was I there?
Yeah, you was. Yeah, absolutely. Remember that? You were the MC for that big deal, baby.
Yeah, can't wait for next year.
Yeah. So, it was Cross Armory was there, and that's who's with us today. We've got Wes, Richard, and Savannah, and they came up with this amazingly innovative product to comply with the upcoming California crazy laws and rules and stuff like that. So I just thought, we'd have them on real quick and just kind of introduce themselves and then talk real quick also too about, you know, the product that they have.
Right.
And so people can know about it. So let's put Richard on.
I think he can use that one right there.
You can use that? Okay.
Sure. Just hey, get Rich. Like close to it right there. Yeah. You can pull it around. It's
yeah,
okay.
Come on.
It won't break.
Come on down.
You buy it. So tell us about your product.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having us on. This is a lot of fun. We've made a California compliance devices, a magazine locking device so that your magazine is fixed in the gun when the gun is assembled. And then as the California law states, you have to disassemble the firearm action in order to release the magazine. And so our magazine locking product holds the magazine fixed until you disassemble the gun. That is, separate the upper from the lower receivers. And then the gee whiz part that Wes came up with was a replacement rear takedown pin, which is super easy to use, replaces your existing takedown pin, and is easily accessible and immediately opens the gun so that the magazine can release. And we think it's actually quicker than the bullet button. And how you had to do it before the law.
And I got to tell you, I was impressed when I saw you guys up in Carlsbad, as you recall, because you guys remember we had the sisters built, you know, by Trident Gunsmithing. And then I was frustrated because one of them was, you know, kind of the compliant one and, you know, breaking open whatever. And I pulled the pin and it was just horrible. So I brought it back to them and I was actually going to just have them declare it until I met Rich and Wes. And it's like, this product is amazing.
Well, thanks, Lance. Yeah, it's Wes's design genius is really how we arrived at this. Wes and I met last year, and he had already come up with the idea. So, he can tell you how he decided this was going to be his future.
Yes, pretty much just a gun enthusiast, a shooter.
Yeah, just pull it up a little closer to your mouth.
Also, have no idea how to work a microphone, so work a gun, not a mic.
Well, you're pretty young to be becoming innovative in the gun industry, aren't you?
Yeah, I started in the car industry. So I was a car engineer for the last 10 years.
For the manufacturer?
for a supercar company called Lucra.
Oh, yeah.
And then they rented me out to the movie car companies. So we ended up doing the Batmobile, Tron, Fast and Furious, 4 through 9.
Oh, yeah.
And made
people,
a lot of...
People don't realize those things are really pieces of crap when you get up close to them. The movie cars.
Man, hey.
They are so bad.
Not the ones I built.
Well, of course not. I know. But I'm just saying, you know, the actual... Yeah. You know, like the Eleanors.
Oh, yeah. Eleanor's not that clean. We had a couple of time machines from Back to the Future that were just... Big piece of garbage. They're hilarious.
Yeah, I know. But, well, that's all. You got to stand back.
We actually made, from Fast and Furious 5 on, those cars were rock solid. We used LS engines in every car, right. So we just retrofitted everything and just made beasts. The Batmobile, by the way, that thing is a beast. That's got an LS7 engine in it with a supercharger, and that thing can fly.
And it rocks. So tell us about your product here, the back one.
So a couple of friends and I were... standing around trying to figure out what we were going to do because a lot of us have guns. We built our own guns. We've been gun enthusiasts our whole lives. And we're kind of limited. And the biggest issue we had is we got to pull the pin out to open the gun open.
Right.
And then we got to press the button. But now we're fumbling with the barrel. And it just really wasn't the way we wanted to. It just wasn't smooth. It wasn't quick. It wasn't what we were looking for. So... I was like, well, you know, maybe I'll come up with something. My friends kind of looked to me to be MacGyver of sorts with, you know, cars and stuff in general, barbecues.
We call that fabricators.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's give you a nice title. MacGyver's is good, too, but that's usually you're just slapping stuff together.
Yeah, duct tape and beer cans.
You're a fabricator. They walk up to you and they say, hey, we have an idea. Can you make it work?
Yep. So we prototyped some stuff and had a few different ideas and we managed to come across what we've got now, and it's essentially two different products. The main thing we were really focusing on is being able to get that rear pin out quickly. And we couldn't really come up with anything, so we abandoned it for a little while and decided to say maybe we can save a step and not have to press the button to have the magazine come out. Maybe we can just drag that pin out, open it and close it real quick, and stuff the pin back in.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we got that safe mag figured out, we managed to get the mag to pop out just as soon as you tilt it open. I mean, you barely open the gun, the magazine falls out. Or you can tilt it 45 degrees and it doesn't fall out.
Wow. That's the noise you hear is Hollywood trying to borrow some money from Lance.
That's a true story.
Yeah, I don't think it's working. That is pretty
impressive. That is fast, buddy.
So what's the retail on that, on the quick pin here?
The pins are $129, okay. And the safe mag is $69.
How much to install it?
It's free. Come by the shop. We'll install it for free.
Oh, plus they have a video, so you could just go on YouTube and do it yourself real
Lance,
easy.
Take it to the shop.
That's what I did. I took it to Triton.
Not watching the video. I have learned a long time ago we don't watch videos.
Yeah. But a great, that's just a great fix. It maintains the look of your AR, you know, tearing it up, you know, and it's just beautiful. And it's just, I'm so terrific. So happy you guys came.
Is that
on,
one of your sisters?
Today.
No.
That's one of theirs. That's Wes's.
Beautiful. That thing's beautiful.
Isn't that pretty?
Oh, thanks. I built
nice
that
AR.
Like a month ago.
Look at the barrel on that.
You got the.
Yeah. It's a fun barrel.
Yeah. I was going to say, that looks like it was fun to make, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just glad I didn't have to make it.
Yeah.
So the legalities on this, I mean, you can keep the pistol grip now. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can have, you know, all the what they call the evil features, right?
Evil.
Yep.
Because you don't technically have a detachable magazine, right?
It's not even a bullet. The magazine release is not even there anymore.
It's not even there. The magazine release button's not even there anymore. And you just got to, I call it I hope this doesn't offend you. I keep calling it the pinchy device. I tell people.
Well, that's like, the technical term.
That's right? The pinchy device. So you basically pinch it in the back there and boom, it pops open, mag comes out, and you put your new mag in.
So fast.
And you can, and it's quicker, and it basically you can have your AR just about as close as the way God intended to have an AR, and it's very, very cool.
So, what were the challenges of getting it certified?
Certified. I mean,
getting the
you want to talk about challenges?
That's my point. I mean, I'm actually blown away that you were able to do this, and they have to swallow, you know, a little bit of you know what to say. Okay, I guess that's going to work.
Yeah.
Was it a long, drawn-out process?
Well, we were very careful about following the letter of the law. Right? The law passed, was signed by Governor Brown back in July last year.
Uh-huh.
And so you can read the plain text of the law. everybody's been hung up on the regulations.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that the regulations have to follow the law as well. And the law is quite specific about disassembling the action. So if you're disassembling the action to get at your magazine, you don't have an assault weapon.
That's right. That's right. So you kind of got them on their own law. All right, let's take a quick break. We come back.
We got a whole lot more, huh?
We got a lot going on.
Right here on Gun Sports Radio. Don't forget to check out gunsportsradio.com, gunsportsradio.com. This is KCBQ AM 1170.
The Answer.
AM 1170. The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You should be here for the show off the air. That's almost as good as on the air. We really, really want to thank Savannah Lang, Richard Berwick, Wes Cross from Cross Armory. They're the makers of the AR-15 Quick Pins and Safe Mag. Best thing to do is just go to crossarmory.com, find out where they're located. Take a run up there. Tell them you heard it right here on KCBQ, and they'll show you, you know, what they have to offer. And I tell you, if you have an AR and you want it to be like a these guys have got it figured out, and it is legal. Unbelievable. Triton Gunsmithing is a sponsor of this show. We want to thank Triton. In fact, I was over there Saturday. They have got a hunter safety class that they put together, and man, let me tell you, it fills up. Also, Utah CCW classes are now being held at Triton.
Oh, great.
And they have a whole new line of Remington hunting rifles. I couldn't mention pricing because it's too low. So you need to check out TritonGunsmithing.com, TritonGunsmithing.com. All right. Have we got John calling in now or at 4:30?
He should be calling in.
He's in right now.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to hear John Dillon, let's put our headphones, our cans on. Hey, John, how's it going?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
That's what I just asked you.
Hey, John, have you seen this new Cross Armory pinchy thing?
Yes, I have seen the Cross Armory pinchy thing.
It's cool,
you wish
isn't it?
You had a pinchy thing?
You hearing him?
No, he needs
some ingenious engineering there. You got to hand it to Rich and Wes over there. They came up with a great idea to answer the call of a lot of California gun owners who are trying to find legal, compliant ways to not have to register their rifles as assault weapons. So got to hand it to them. It's ingenious. You know, their product complies with the letter of the law, you know. Like everything, I can't say that it's officially approved and by the DOJ, because not even the DOJ knows what's approved and not approved as of this point. But it looks good. It's a great product.
It is. It's very cool. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is fast.
So what are we talking about today, Johnny?
Well, all right, first, I just want to make an announcement. We have the high-capacity magazine law is coming into effect this coming Saturday, July 1st. So for those of you who tried to forget about this horrible law that passed last year, it is prohibiting the possession of high-capacity magazines regardless of whether or not you legally acquired them in the past and regardless of how long you could have owned these things for 30 years. It will be illegal to possess any magazine that holds more than 10 rounds come July 1st.
Okay.
So that means that anyone who has any of these types of magazines, they have till Friday, June 30th, to either sell these magazines to a licensed dealer, turn them into law enforcement, sell them out of state, or convert them to permanently only hold 10 rounds. And again, although the law goes into effect July 1st, Saturday, you have to be in compliance by that date. So the last day to, you know, figure out what you're going to do is going to be Friday.
Hey, John, I have a question. Sorry, but I have a question that comes up a lot, and I think it's good that we if we can answer it here on the air. What if you have all the parts disassembled? You know, but you have all the parts of a magazine that could make a normal capacity magazine. So you have the spring in your living room, and you have the all the different parts around the house.
In your bathroom.
Yeah. What's the situation there?
All right. So there's a lot of confusion there, and I'll tell you, it's because
California, we outlawed the purchase and sale and transfer of magazine rebuild kits. And that's how it's quoted in the law. And it defines that as a combination of parts that can be used to assemble a high-capacity magazine. Now, because of that, people were really concerned about, well, what if I have a random assortment of parts that technically you could make into a magazine, or I have an old kit that I bought legally, you know, what do I do now? To have the kits, fine, but my recommendation, and if you do have all these parts, is to not keep them as a kit. So if you legally bought a rebuild kit back in the day to repair a magazine that you lawfully own and all that, and it's in like one bag, I would take out the spring and put it in a separate area or a container, you know, separate the parts out. Just it gives you that extra little room to say, hey, you know, it's not a kit. It's just spare parts in case something breaks that I already legally own. So that'd be my recommendation. That is just, if you have one of those things, just separate out the parts. It makes it that much better. But yeah, it is a weird gray area because the law doesn't define, well, how many parts constitute a combination of parts. So if you have the magazine spring and body, but you don't have the follower and base plate, does that count? And that hasn't been answered, unfortunately. So best to stay cautious and separate out those parts.
And speaking of being cautious, what were you going to talk about, transport today?
So, excuse me. Again, we got a question in from James in Fallbrook. And with all these laws and everyone talking about them, he asks, you know, when it comes to AR-15s, now that they're technically considered assault weapons, you know, how do we legally transport these? So to answer that, I'm just going to go into transportation altogether. And we'll give some general tips. I like to give the more cautious advice. I don't like just meeting the minimum because if by chance you get pulled over or something happens, the more layers of protection you have, the better. You don't want to be the guy that just did barely enough. So we'll go over what I would recommend when it comes to transporting firearms and ammunition in California. So first of all, with regard to all firearms, always transport them unloaded. Double, triple check that you didn't leave a bullet in the chamber or in the magazine. Do not leave or store any ammunition in the magazines or speed loader, anything like that. I always recommend keep your ammo in the box it came in or in the container you put them in, separate from the firearm. So unloaded, and do not put the ammo in magazines or speed loaders in general. When it comes to handguns, they need to be in a locked, fully enclosed case, and they technically want a gun container, a gun case. No one really knows what that is. So my recommendation, put all handguns in a locked hard case, either with a padlock, a combination lock, a key lock, any kind of lock that you can get, put it in there and lock it up. When it comes to rifles and shotguns in general, just general long guns, we're going to, law only requires you to put it in a case, in closed case, but there is a problem when it comes to school zones in California. They need to be locked when you're in a school zone, and I'm sure we've all driven through a school zone without even noticing it. So again, recommendation, always lock up your guns, whether they're a handgun or a rifle, use a lock, padlock, you know, key lock, combination lock. So that's the quick and dirty recommendation on how to transport all that stuff. And now when it comes to assault weapons, these are now all the guns that use bullet buttons and magazine locks. Right now they're considered assault weapons. Everyone has a year to either register or alter them. But right now, they are assault weapons, and those need to be transported in a locked container, a fully enclosed locked container. You do not treat them like long guns, rifles, and shotguns, where they just need to be in a case. They need to be locked. The law actually requires that.
So, but if you install, if you take your bullet button off and you install, for example, a Cross Armory pinchy thing, then it's no longer an assault weapon, right?
Yeah, so if you alter that firearm to where it doesn't meet the assault weapon definition, then it just the law only requires you to meet the rifle, shotgun, or long gun standard, which means it needs to be in a case. But again, we recommend lock it up because you may be driving through a school zone, you may get pulled over. If they see a rifle case, you may run into a problem. So I always recommend lock them up, regardless. It just saves you the trouble. It takes about 30 extra seconds to find that lock and put it on your case. And just to cover everything, people driving sedans, when they have a trunk, that is considered a lock container, but I would also recommend that the individual firearm be in its own container within the trunk. And that, again, we're just adding layers of protection. If you're in an SUV or a hatchback where you don't strictly have a trunk, again, put all your guns unloaded in a locked case and put them as far away from you as possible. So if you're the driver, put them in the very back, corner on the opposite side of the car, and don't let them be visible. Cover them up. That's just general security and safety for if you have to stop and get gas. You don't want someone looking through your window.
Hey, John. Yeah, hey, John. Let me ask a question. Because you brought up the hatch, So let's say you'll raise the rear hatch, and then you lift the cover where your spare tire's down in the hole. Would that be a good idea, or would they can look at that as that your fact that you're trying to hide them?
Well, that's a really good question because that is going to be considered a utility compartment, just like your glove box, your center console, or just like you said, where you store your spare tire. Mm-hmm. Or a lot of SUVs nowadays in the back, they have those little storage compartments all over the place. Mm-hmm. Those I would not; they aren't considered a lock container. So even if they have locks on them, the law doesn't consider your glove box or center console a safe, lockable space that can't be searched. So I would assume that neither can those little storage compartments. So get a separate container for all that.
Totally. I have another question, John. As far as when is it considered transportation? And then, when is it considered, someone really just kind of keeping the gun inside of the trunk all the time?
Right, that's a good question.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of legal debate when it comes to that issue because there is a list in the under the penal code that identifies the places you're allowed to go and transport your firearm to and from. And those include gun ranges, gun shops, gunsmiths, all that. But then there's other areas of law that, make it questionable as long as it's locked up and stored properly in your car, you can leave it there indefinitely. Honestly, I would, again, you play the safe route. I wouldn't recommend storing a gun in there. You really should be going from point A to point B, it being legal places to have your firearm.
Yeah, I hear you.
Just go point A, point B.
You can run into way too many problems accidentally if you leave them in there like that.
All right, John. Well, hey, thank you very much. And, folks, if you have a question for John, go to www.cafirearmslaw.com, cafirearmslaw.com. He'll answer them as he gets them, and as quickly as he can get you an answer, you'll hear it right here on Gun Sports Radio. But if you have an emergency, of course, he'll talk to you anytime you want to give him a call, 760-431-9501. Or the best is cafirearmslaw.com, cafirearmslaw.com. That's Gasky, Dillon, and Balance, your first choice for gun attorneys. Thanks, bud.
If the phone's busy, it's probably because I'm bugging him.
Yeah, I know. You know how quiet he's been?
He has been quiet.
I know. I think he's not feeling well. But, John, thank you very much.
Thanks,
and, again,
John.
We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys.
All right, we're going to take a small break. You're listening to Gun Sports Radio right here on AM 1170. And goodness gracious, Hollywood is coming up next, folks. So strap on your seatbelt. You're going for a ride right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
AM 1170. The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Gun Sports Radio right here on AM 1170. The Answer. I'm Dave.
I'm Lance.
And this segment is brought to you by the good folks at Gun Range San Diego, the Nordstroms of gun ranges. 7853 Balboa Avenue, right across from the Nissan dealer. Can't miss it. 10 to 10, 7 days a week. Go to gunrangesandiego.com for all of the events and everything going on there because, folks, 7 days a week. They fill up the calendar. And if you would like to do maybe some morale building with your employees, it's a great place to go. Take them down. Even if they don't know anything about firing a gun,
The folks at Gun Range San Diego has top-notch trainers that'll work with you from beginning to end. So take some time out. Go have some fun. GunRangeSanDiego.com. GunRangeSanDiego.com. Hollywood, how's it going, brother?
It is going well, and we have a big event that's coming up in 2 weeks, July 15th, and it is going to be awesome. And it's to give a little history. It's been debated that during the Revolutionary War, there was only about 3% of Americans who took up arms against Britain that were actually in the fight. And, you know, people debate that or, you know, whatever over the years. But that 3% has become a symbol for those people who take up arms against oppression and those kind of things, those people who support, you know, what's right. And so we're doing a 3% sale on July 15th.
Really?
And what that means is we want to say thank you to our customers, the people that have made us so successful, that keep us so busy, the people who stand up and do the right thing and are responsible gun owners, and we're selling every gun in the store 3% over cost.
Wow.
That is...
That's awesome.
That's we're
come on down.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Really?
3% over cost. Yeah. I mean, I can't give any prices, you know,
right
now, but I'm telling you, 3% over cost, that's less than... that's like less than the employee discount.
Yeah.
And it is... That's going to be one day only, July 15th.
Okay, that's a Saturday. I'm looking it up already.
Yeah, I know.
Doors open at 10 o'clock?
Doors will be open at 10.
Lance will be there at 9:55.
Yeah. I'm running.
And
if we see you in a disguise down there, I'm going to tell Veronica that you're trying to buy guns in disguise.
I don't think I want. I have a mustache and a cowboy hat
Y'all, for that kind of price, you just shave your legs and wear a skirt.
I might. Put some
lipstick
on.
Leave the beard off.
But we really want to say thank you to our great customers. We've been open since November of 2014, and it's growing and growing and growing.
Crazy.
And we really do have the best customers, I believe, around. You know, and everybody that comes in, especially all the new shooters. Had a lady, you know, call me today and let me know, hey, I've never shot before. And I came in there, and she just called and wanted to speak to them. Hey, is the manager there? And I'm like, oh, here we go. And all she wanted to do was talk about how great the staff was for her being a first time shooter. I was so nervous, and I felt like everything I was going to say was going to be dumb. She goes, but everybody made me feel so good. And those are the kind of customers that, you know, that keep coming back, you know.
And you don't normally have customers and call you and thank you.
Oh, that's just true. Yeah.
No. Most of the time, they'll call you and you need a fire extinguisher.
Exactly.
Okay? But when you can get a customer to take time out of their day and call your store and thank you for doing what you're there to do, I mean, really, that's your job. It has to give good quality service.
Absolutely.
And help the customer. But when they go out of the way, that's you can't buy that kind of advertising.
Absolutely. And it's phenomenal. And so what we're doing is we're doing 3% every gun in the store. Jeez. But you don't have to wait until July 15th to get a great deal. Yeah. We got the Taurus 85 UL. It's a 38 revolver, ultralight, and we got that on sale right now for like $269, $289, something like that. It's normally $499.
Okay.
And we got Springfield is still doing their program. You got till the end of the month to buy any Springfield, and they'll send you 4 free magazines.
Right.
From Springfield. Smith & Wesson is still doing their rebate until the end of the month. So come in and get, you know.
And you've got the Lance Limit included in there, right?
Absolutely.
He doesn't get to go until 2 days after the sale starts.
Speaking of that, so I was there on Friday, and so what did I pick up?
See,
what
did I tell you?
The Springfield TRP operator, full rail.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
How beautiful is that?
Oh, my God.
See, I told you, you got to put the Lance Limit on this.
And then it was easy. I took the receipt, I went online, and I put the serial number in for Springfield,
mm-hmm.
and then I was all registered to get the
you have
four
free mags, a magazine caddy, and a
how easy was that? Because I didn't have to staple all these receipts and everybody. I'm telling you have till June 30th to do that. You got a few days left to get that Springfield deal. Any Springfield you want, XD or whatever,
yeah,
go do it.
Any Springfield handgun, their 1911 series, their XD series, whatever you want. But you come down there and you get a XD for. You know, $499, and then you get $180 worth of free stuff from Springfield.
Wow. Yes. Can't beat that with
a stick. Terrific. And then also, too,
it just hurt the stick.
So I was looking at, so we were talking earlier downstairs with Wes and everybody about, remember the AR-7?
Oh, yeah.
So grab the mic.
Cool gun. Yeah. Really, really cool gun.
So the AR-7 was designed by the Armalite guy back in 1958. That's that Survival 22 that are all unbolts and it all goes into the butt of the rifle.
Yeah. Did you get one of those too?
I ordered one, yeah. I ordered one.
You did.
Well, I was thinking,
Wait a minute, isn't there a, I thought there was a law that says you can only buy one a month.
That's a handgun.
I see.
But that's something we should have talked to John about, because they're trying to propose one gun a month.
That's what I thought it was.
And that they're proposing it right now. I think it passed the House and it needs to go to the Senate or something like that.
I don't think it's been signed in, but even if it passes, it won't take effect until January 1st.
Either way, though, I mean, that's going to kill people like us, the gunshots. That limits that limits my income.
That's like saying you could only do one oil change a month at the car dealership.
Exactly. That's crazy. You can only sell one van every other day.
Yeah.
In the meantime, people should be buying ammo. So
absolutely.
Go down to Gun Range San Diego.
Are you doing any ammo specials?
Yeah, right now we have some really good specials. We have, I think it's $369 for 1,000 rounds of 45.
Dang.
It's pretty doggone good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing just everything down
Stock
there.
Up.
We are everything.
Well, you have to, because the way it's going, you better be prepared. Don't be
reactive. Not trying to take advantage of, some of these new laws are coming out that it's going to drive ammo prices up, and we're not going to be taking advantage of anybody doing that stuff. So we're just trying to lower our prices now so people can stock up, get as much as they want, because you don't know what with the assault weapon ban, who knew at the time, nobody knew what the ban actually was,
right.
What was going to be defined as an assault weapon, those kind of thing. And it's the same way with the ammo deal. There's rumors out there that they're going to limit how much you can buy.
Right, better get it.
That kind of thing.
Right,
so you better get it while getting is good. And also, we're going to be a full stock Dillon dealer.
Yeah.
Which is reloading equipment.
Right.
So you can come down and start purchasing reloading equipment.
Will you have classes to do reloading?
I would love to set something up like that.
Because you don't want to sell them the equipment if they get,
absolutely.
They don't
but
know how to use it.
I can walk them through it. And
you'd love
sure
to do it. You'd love to be a teacher.
I do. I love
it. So let me go offline just for a moment. Because I don't think we really got in depth. And I know, because I had somebody actually ask me this the other day, and I sort of tap danced as I do, and just told them to go to the website. But if somebody wanted to do a morale booster to come to the range, or they wanted to bring a bunch of ladies or a bunch of guys, What is the process? I mean, do they go to the website? Do they make a phone call? How do they go about that?
They contact us at whatever is most convenient for them. If you want to schedule something via email, it's range@gunrangesd.com. Is the email address, range@gunrangesd.com. Or you can come in or you can call. And we can set that up, and we do it all the time. We have bachelor parties come in all the time. We have, corporate events come in for team building, that kind of thing. And you can either come in during our normal working hours, or you can come in during our off hours. So we have people that come in like Crosshairs, which is a group that comes in every month. And then we have
Bagels and Bullets.
Guns and Moses.
Guns and Moses.
They come, and those guys all come in before we even open. So they're there at 8, and they got the whole store to themselves. They get one-on-one customer service at the gun range.
Right.
They get one-on-one customer service at the sales counter. And they pretty much just come in and take the place over. And it's all theirs. No other customers in there,
So you can actually basically rent the range.
You can rent the entire range.
Wow. With training and the whole nine.
Absolutely. Training, classrooms.
Right.
If you need hookup multimedia devices, whatever, we got it all.
See, and that's important for people to know because, I've heard a lot of people say, well, I'd really like to do it, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, range@gunrangesd.com,
okay.
Or just give us a call.
Hook you up. Any size classes from 2 up?
From 2 to 50.
They make it easy. That's the important part, is they make it really easy for groups to come in and do that, which is really
we love
cool.
It.
And it's one of the other reasons to support the Gun Range San Diego is how supportive they are with your gun rights. I mean, they held a fundraiser last week for Chris Gade, who's running for re-election.
Right.
Just last night, Veronica was at our table at the Republican dinner and making sure that they understand how important Second Amendment rights are. And Lance and I were there, and you know, my beautiful wife was there. Man, she looked amazing. But Yep. It's Veronica is and Gun Range San Diego is dedicated to making sure that they fight back on this stuff and
somebody's got it.
Yeah, so they make it easy for their customers and then they fight for your Second Amendment rights, man. I mean, what's better than that?
And to make it even better, we're going to start carrying this this Cross Armory.
I was going to say, I bet Cross Armory feels just as strong.
We're
out there all by himself. Hey, nobody's talking to me. I do.
We're back there.
Finally, we got a customer.
We're working it out. We are going to be a stocking dealer for this stuff for sure. Because people always come in, you know, they don't have, even though, you know, give John Dillon a call, but people come in, they don't know. They come to the gun store and they're like, what can I do? You know, what's an option? What is this option? And, you know, we have access to just about everything that's out there, and I got to tell you, this new takedown system is the fastest, quickest.
I know.
I'm putting it on all my guns. I was going to register all of mine because I wanted to keep
legal,
keep them, you know, and I wanted to, you know, keep all of my features. But with this, it's so fast; it's faster than the bullet button. I'm going to just put this on. I'm not registering anything now. I'm going to put.
And that takes care of it. You don't have to register.
You don't have to register them. And these things, and it's so fast.
I know you were pretty quick draw.
Oh yeah, I was. I'm over here like a kid. Yeah, like I know. A kid in a toy store playing over here.
No concern being on radio.
That's why I wasn't talking earlier. I was over here playing with the gun.
So I should have had Lance start racking this gun while you were talking. No, I'm only kidding.
A lot of fun.
Hey, let's take a quick break, and we're gonna have to resuscitate Hollywood here. But no, seriously, folks, Gun Range San Diego, you really got to check them out. And before we jump off. 5'11 tactical. I swear, if they made underwear, I'd probably be wearing it.
It's good stuff.
I am serious as a heart attack. 1257 Camino del Rio South.
Look at it.
In Mission Valley. Yeah, I got my watch, I got my shirt, I got my pants, and I used to be a Harley Davidson fanatic.
You did.
Literally took all my Harley Davidson pants and put them in a box. I honestly did, yeah. And I'm wearing these. Unbelievable clothing, folks. You need to just go to 511tactical.com, 511tactical.com. And when you go into the store, phenomenal. I've only been to the one in Mission Valley. Those guys down there, Dean and his team, are just
really
phenomenal.
Nice.
There's another one right up off of Highway 78.
Yep.
At the old Hooters.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the only way I remember it. What
of course,
can I say?
Naturally.
All right. So check them out. 511. Oh, and by the way, 511 Tactical is on
Camino de Rio
Larson's car, a NASCAR driver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was getting ready to do the race, and his little has his kid, and it's got a 511 on the side.
So they're everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Gearheads, nothing better. All right, we're going to take a small break. You are listening to Gun Sports Radio right here on AM 1170, The Answer.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Yeah, because we don't... All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Gun Sports Radio right here on AM 1170. We are The Answer. And we also want to throw a nice shout out to Gators Sunglasses. That's Gatorz Sunglasses. You guys are amazing. Just had to throw those out there. So, hey, we've got this segment is brought to you by Trident Gunsmithing. If you need your gun repaired, worked on, take a run down to Trident Gunsmithing, and you can see Lance's girls. I don't think he's ever going to pick them up. The sisters.
Wow, they're doing great down there.
Oh, yeah, I know. They're
making a money.
They're centerpiece, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
But Trident is doing some really cool things. They're starting a hunter safety class that you can get involved in. You can get a Utah CCW, and they've got a new line of Remington hunting rifles that are pretty well discounted, so you might want to take a run down there. Just go to TritonGunsmithing.com. You can sign up for all the classes, see Juan and Dan, and tell them you heard it right here on Gun Sports Radio.
I've sent some customers, you know, they come in to, we do, at Gun Range San Diego, we do armory work.
Right.
Armor work. So, you know, we can change your triggers, change your springs, put this pin in, you know, make your gun featureless, not featureless, that kind of thing. But when we have customers come in that need something milled or something like maybe a revolver, the timing's off, something like that.
Yeah.
I always send them down to Trident, and I had one of the guys from Crosshairs, in fact, sent him down, and he came back, you know, the next month, you know, on their Saturday morning, and all he could do was talk about how great Trident was.
Yeah, they do a really good job.
How fast he got his gun back, and how you know, he was just how much more confident he was in using the gun after they worked on it. So, yeah, those guys do a really good job.
I know. Hey, What's going on with San Diego County gun owners?
We got all kinds of stuff going on. We're deep into our membership drive. We have a summer-long membership drive. The goal is by the end of the year, we want to get to 2,000 members going into an election year. 2,000 members. We're over 700. So we put together a whole package of fun activities for people to come and join us and bring people who aren't members and have them come and meet everybody and hear the story and see other members and sign up, become a member. So our next event is at Mike Hess, which is a brewery on 3812 Grimm Avenue in North Park. Mm-hmm. And we're doing a tap takeover. $4 pints. It's Taco Tuesday, so they're going to have tacos there, and you're going to get to meet a whole bunch of other people that are passionate about the Second Amendment.
And when is that?
That is Tuesday night.
This Tuesday. Coming Tuesday?
This coming Tuesday night. So at 6:30. And the first 10 members who come and sign somebody up get a San Diego County Gun Owner's hat.
Cool. American. And we're talking $10, folks. I mean, we're talking $10. That's almost a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah. I mean, it's for I think, on two different veins.
Like $9.80, yeah.
If you're in the industry, you know, if you own a gun range or if you're, you know, like Ross and the rest of those guys, it's a great way to get involved and protect your business
and be informed
and the whole deal with Mike's organization. And if you're just a human and you feel helpless and like you know everything's out of your control, it's a great way to be able to make a difference and get involved in something and find some friends too. So it's just awesome.
It's great for like information. When in doubt, call Mike, because I mean, if he doesn't have the answer, he knows people that can do it, and it helps to support you because you need us to keep doing what you're doing, you know, fighting the fight.
Because it really is bringing the community together. There really wasn't a Second Amendment community in San Diego. And in most places in California, there really wasn't a Second Amendment community. There were a bunch of guys and girls that owned guns, but there was no way for us to come together with a message and be a force to be reckoned with. And that's exactly what we're doing. And it's already working.
Right.
In a very short period of time we've been around, it's already working.
Well, most gun owners, and I run into it when I started the show, you know, I'd say, yeah, I started a gun show. And they'd look to the left, they'd look to the right, and I'd say, yeah, I got a gun. I go, really? I says, why are you whispering? You know, you do have rights here. And I think that's what propelled me to do this show, and Lance and I got together, and that's why we do it.
Yeah.
Because once you let people know, have you ever noticed how they smile and they get a little twinkle in their eye when they find out that there's somebody out there on their side?
Exactly.
And I think San Diego County Gun Owners is that and that alone. And that is, you're a one-stop shop. I mean, all you have to do is contact you. And you know, the $10 is just, you know, you have to have that for the administration.
Less than a box of ammo.
I'm serious. I'm serious. And lawyers are not cheap in Sacramento, and lobbyists and things like that.
It's about half a cup of coffee these days, right?
And building up that critical mass, too, of having, 2,000 members, because the political folks do,
they'll pay attention.
They pay attention. And the more of us that band together, the more they do pay attention. So it makes a big difference.
We have guys, people come into the gun range in San Diego all the time, and they complain about the laws. I'm like, well, hey, we just got to do a better job in the polls. And they say, well, it's a losing battle.
No, it's not.
They don't, I don't have a voice when, they don't listen to me when it comes to, gun laws. And I say, well, that's where you're wrong. Mm-hmm. And then I hand them San Diego County Gun Owners' little pamphlet. I'm like, that's where you're wrong, because this is how you get your voice heard, right?
You're right. And we will have gun rights. We will have our gun rights restored and protected the day that politicians and candidates know that they can get elected because of our efforts. You know, the day that they go, hey, if I vote right and have the right opinion on Second Amendment issues, the gun owners will take care of me. They will get me elected. They will give me cover when I'm in office. The day that happens, the day we can fund a candidate, get them into office, and they know that, that's the day we get our rights back.
Did you see where the NRA went to Congress and offered all the congressmen free gun safety training?
Oh, really?
After the incident at the ballpark?
Yeah.
But they were sincere, and it sounds to me like these guys and girls are seriously going to take them up on it. Maybe not every single one of them, but I think the incident at the ballpark was an eye opener for a lot.
And let me tell you how that has a local connection is La Mesa. We've been talking to the city of La Mesa about issuing CCWs to their police chief, and just if the sheriff's not going to issue, then let's just go right around him and start issuing CCWs through local police chiefs. The day after that happened, I was contacted by a La Mesa City Council member, And she said, okay, after yesterday, let's get this thing rolling.
Wow.
So we've been kind of talking about it and doing research and providing this, that, and the other thing. And that was really, you know, the catalyst to start making this happen. So I'm hoping we'll get that voted on in the next couple of months or so.
And also, too, reciprocity is important because what I understand what happened there, too, was is that, you know, Virginia, you might have a concealed carry, but if you work in Washington, D.C., you can't.
That's right.
So then you're unarmed, that's basically.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Well, and that's extremely important. The reciprocity, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same way a driver's license works. You don't have to stop in all 50 states and get a new driver's license. You know, you just have to obey the driving laws while you're in that state.
That's probably one of the best analogies I've heard of, probably because I'm a car guy. But no, that's seriously, that's a great analogy. I mean, and how could you argue with that?
Right, right. You got to know the laws of every state you're in, right? Some states you can.
And if you break the law, guess what? You go to jail.
That's right. It's on you, and that's all we want for CCWs. You know, some states you can't take a right on red. Some you can. You got to know that.
That's exactly right. And you know, if you get the ticket, you get the ticket.
Yeah.
No, that's great. But no, San Diego County gun owners, folks, I'm serious. I mean, the $10 is a minimum. But, you know, if you go with the 10 ring, we don't have enough time to tell you all the benefits you get monthly. Everything from...
All across the board. One thing I encourage everybody to do, check out our website. We have blogs, you know, by local authors talking about gun issues. We have a fantastic selection of videos that we've made that you can share with your friends. And some are educational, some are, you know, political, that sort of thing. We have a rating system for all the local city council members. There's all kinds of information out there, and we're setting up the infrastructure, and we are the voice. We're the Second Amendment political voice in San Diego. You know, we're engaging with media. We're doing all the things that for years I've heard my gun owning buddies say, hey, this is something that needs to get done.
Right.
Well, it's getting done. So
you finally said enough is enough.
Enough is enough. Let's
quit my day job.
Yeah.
And they're doing such a great job. They're starting to get, you know, some you're starting to get impersonated and going north, right? I mean, in some other companies.
Yeah, well, actually,
Orange
County. We actually are setting
that's
up Orange
kind of
County.
The goal, isn't it?
That's the goal.
Absolutely,
we are actually doing the work to duplicate that.
Oh, awesome!
Absolutely,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's how you know it's working.
Absolutely,
yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
You think we'll get Cross Armory to come back?
Nah.
They didn't get enough microphone time.
Yeah, they didn't get enough mic time. Look, he grabs and drags it over here. Yeah, give me some. Now, that old Hollywood guy.
I did want to point out this current solutions, the quick pens and the safe mag work for your AR-15s. In August, we'll be rolling out very similar products, same purpose, a magazine locking device, and a set of the quick pens for 308s.
Oh.
So we've had a bunch of calls. I mean, it's hundreds now on an email list. People calling in saying, when can I get it for a 308?
What's your website?
It's crossarmory.com.
Make you think. Yeah, caught him off guard.
Super original.
Like,
into the real
place. All right. Well, we want to thank you guys for coming in, and you're always welcome to come back because, I mean, our job is to bring you all around and hug you. All right, we're going to we're not taking a break. We're going home. We're done. We're out of here.
Out.
But don't forget to check out our website, gunsportsradio.com. It's an amazing website. We want to thank all our sponsors, Trident, Gun Range San Diego, all of them. Oh, my gosh, we're in a panic. All right, we're out of here, folks. AM 1170, The Answer.
Gun Sports Radio is sponsored by Love Radio Network.